When you come from a patriarchal structure, there are some philosophical problems that arise. And while in spiritual teachings, it is very important to gather power. That power is inside of you and is reflected outside of you. But the natural thrust then is to control outcomes. And so it is challenging to live properly in your life and to work properly in your life, but to have this judge of your life as you are growing and as you are becoming who you were intended to be. And here is a patriarchal voice outside of you saying, "Show me the outcome now." That voice is one that must be moved out of your field because it is in complete contrast to the gathering of power, to the alignment with the universe, to the development of your own spirituality, as well as your power on the earth. So there are some things which come into a clashing positions when you are working to gain power on the earth, to hold it and to move with it. Because when you are doing that, you are doing the right thing. But you must never allow the judgment of a smaller, more fear-based energy. And that is when people become confused, become unhappy, when they allow a smaller fear-based energy to comment on their own power and their own growth and their own creations. It is certainly not the only conflict between patriarchal values and spiritual development, but it is one that you can identify easily. Because when you feel that thought coming through, or when you know someone who wants to judge in that way, you must make distance from it. What is going on in your own life, we will use earth terms here, is the size of an elephant. And what is judging that growth is the size of a flea. So when the flea is speaking, it is good to step on the flea. And that is something that we would like you to remember, particularly in this time, which offers the opportunity for great personal growth, but which can be very upsetting if you are listening to those kinds of voices or you are looking at the wheels on the earth, which are now involved in destruction. Those are not your wheels, and you want to be very clear about your own position, your own teachers, and your own support. So, if you would begin to breathe easily and deeply. Breathe in loving power. Exhale fear and diminishing. Breathe in the support of the universe. Exhale fear of lack of support. Feel energy moving through your body, power up from the earth, strengthening you, making you strong and wise. And as you feel that energy moving up through your body, allow your consciousness to move with it. Feel your crown open. And allow your energy to move up into the night sky, into the vastness of creation and its perfect balance. Feel the coolness of the air. And as you move out of your body, let go of the burdens that the body may be carrying. And see your path, bright and silver, secure and moving upward. Step onto that path. And feel yourself growing lighter and more expanded as you move higher. And as you move upward, see the gates that are the gates that open to your place. And feel the gates draw you upward to this place and open to your energy as you send your energy forward. And feel golden energy falling from the sky like leaves all around you, making your path abundant and valuable and honoring. And find a place in your place where there is water. Water to refresh your spirit. Water in which you may lay down if you wish to do so. And let the water flow past, taking away anything that troubles you. and when you come from the water, free and light, see that there is a teacher beckoning you. Wrap a robe of white energy around you and move toward the teacher to a place the teacher has chosen to speak with you. Know that your teacher has a gift for you. Rest the mind and know the gift. When you've known your gift, thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. Breathe in the golden light that fills this place, that restores you, that makes you wise and strong. And come back through this place to the gates that opened to you. And bringing with you all of the energy come down the path again, through the night sky, through the perfect balance of the stars and the planets, and the wheels above wheels, all turning in balance. And you are part of all of it. Come gently down through the sky and into the room again. And as a service, find for those who sit here with you a message or a gift. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.